I want to interview you about what it's like to work as a maid. I'd like to do a book of interviews about working for white families.
A scene from the blockbuster film The Help, in which a young white woman in 1960s Jackson, Mississippi, enlists African-American maids to write a book, something that could cost those women their jobs and their lives. The Help has 4 Oscar nominations, including one for Viola Davis, who plays Abilene, and one for Octavia Spencer, who plays Minnie. The film is based on the book by Catherine Stockett, who was inspired by the maid who helped raise her. It's been on the bestseller list since 2009. And a lot of African Americans are bothered by that. The Association of Black Women Historians says that both the book and the film distort and trivialize the experiences of black domestic workers. Then there's Porgy and Bess, which just opened on Broadway, star Audra McDonald getting raves, but my black friend Beverly refuses to see it. And then there's the TV show The Wire. Don't get our next guest started on that. Actually, do. We want to look at these 3 pieces through the prism of race with here and now pop culture critic Renee Graham. Renee is African American. I am white. We are going to have this conversation.
It should be a lot of fun.
Yes, it should. Because we know when the movie The Help first came out, we were asking you what you thought about it. You said, I'm not going to see it.
I had read a sample chapter of the book. And I just thought, oh, no, no, no. I am not putting myself through this. My grandmother was a maid for rich white families for 40 years, and I have really distinct memories of what that was like for my grandmother and what that was like for my family. So it was something that hit really close to home, and I didn't really like the portrayal of the maids in the beginning of the book. From that moment along, I just thought, what is this woman talking about?
And we should say, for people who haven't read the book or seen the movie, it purports to tell the story through the eyes and the words of these maids. And you're saying you don't trust that because it was written by a white woman. Did it also not feel true to you? Did it not ring true to you?
It did not ring true to me. I know that the author, Catherine Stockett, has been quite vocal about talking about the black maid she had and how much she loved that woman, but at the same time, how she really didn't bother to know anything about this woman. So if you didn't bother to know the black maid who you lived with and who you essentially say raised you when your parents got divorced, what makes you think you could now sit and write this book in the voice of these black maids? And of course, since it's in the South and it's the 60s, it's all the black vernacular you can possibly imagine. I mean, it made my flesh crawl.
Well, you're joined by many others. Duchess Harris, who's a professor, writes online, okay, well, maybe at least the book and the story was going to be about the maids, but it falls back into the same stereotypical, you need a white noble protagonist to pull the story along.
The book is called The Help, but it's really about the white protagonist who helps the help by writing a book about the help. Does that all make sense? You know, among the issues I had with the movie, and I'll admit, I did not read the book because after those first few chapters, I thought I'd had my fill. But I thought to criticize the movie with authority, I would actually need to see it. So I've seen it twice.
Really?
The two main black maids are played by, as you mentioned, Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer, both of whom are very, very good. However, they fall into these Hollywood archetypes. Abilene, who's played by Viola Davis, is the God-fearing, church-going, saintly black woman. Minnie, on the other hand, is sassy black. Eye-rolling, attitude, the whole nine yards. She's also kind of the weird comic relief, and I'm not sure that a black maid in a movie about the trials and tribulations about a black maid should serve as a kind of comic relief. And again, this is what Hollywood does. Either you're sassy or you're saintly.
But so you had these issues with The Help. Others have had them with the classic opera Porgy and Bess. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin with DuBose Hayward, all white. It was revamped at the ART here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We'll link you to our story at hereandnow.org. And just opened on Broadway. Audra McDonald, as we said, receiving raves as Bess, the woman with a scandalous past who tries to break with her mean lover crown and take up with Porgy, the self-described cripple. Here's some of Audra McDonald's extraordinary singing from Porgy and Bess. Renee Graham, Harry Belafonte famously turned down the chance to play Porgy in a film version. And there are people like my best friend Beverly, who refused to see the show when it was here. Her family has roots in New England, and her grandmother always taught her that this was a caricature of blacks. But you had no problem with Porgy Bess.
I had no problem with Porgy and Bess. The difference for me, say, with Porgy and Bess, although, yes, it is written by three white men, is it's the story of these black people. We're not dealing with these black characters in their relation to white people, unlike The Help.
Yeah.
And, you know, the issues that a lot of people have with Porgy and Bess, aside from the fact that the character Porgy spends his time on his knees because he is, in the vernacular of the time, a cripple, they have a problem with Crown because he's a murderer and a thief. They have a problem with Sporting Life, who's a drug dealer and a pimp. And maybe also with Bess, who, all intents and purposes, may have been a prostitute and also has a drug problem. So people feel like these are sorts of stereotypes we shouldn't be dealing with. However, you can find most of those characters in The Wire, the HBO series, which many people think is the greatest series in the history of television.
Let's talk about that. This is the HBO series, The Wire. It shows the Baltimore drug scene through the eyes of law enforcement and drug dealers, created by white writer David Simon, a former crime reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Lots of critical acclaim. But you say what?
It does take swipes at the profound failings of law enforcement and politicians and the judicial system, you know, sustaining sort of drug-infested, poverty-stricken neighborhoods. At the same time, I could never get past the fact that the show seemed like a glorification of criminality and black-on-black violence. Now, there were good upstanding black characters and there were good upstanding white characters, but what drew people to the show were the black criminals. Stringer Bell, the NBA pursuing henchmen, and more than anyone else, Omar Little, the gay, farmer in the Dell whistling robber and murderer.
Fans loved Omar.
Loved Omar no end. People still talk about Omar in any number of blogs. You know, I grew up around lots of Omars. I went to school with Omars. And when I became a journalist and started covering cops, I covered a lot of trials and a lot of funerals for Omars. Omars are not amusing. Omars are not charming. They're dangerous and they destroy neighborhoods. Now, David Simon and people who like the show may say, well, that's exactly how it was portrayed. But that isn't how it was portrayed. Not when you have Omar whistling the farmer in the Dell. It became this whole sort of like fun thing that Omar was going to do and he was going to blow someone away. Didn't matter if he was blowing away another bad guy. The bottom line was that he was still destroying his neighborhood.
So that's The Wire. But Renee, to your broader point, that this isn't about whites writing about blacks. It's, you know, as in the case of The Help, whites knowing what they're talking about.
I think the first lesson of writing is you write what you know. When I was in college, I was exposed to the short stories of John Cheever. Loved them then, still do. I embarked on this long sort of ill-fated idea that I could write short stories like John Cheever. But in writing them, I was trying to write stories about rich, unhappy white people in the suburbs. What did an inner-city kid from Queens, New York know about rich, unhappy white people in the suburbs? Nothing. The stories were terrible. I didn't know what I was talking about. That was the problem I had with The Help. I felt like Catherine Stockett, and by extension the filmmakers, don't really know what they're talking about.
We just want to note, too, we've talked about some cases where you didn't think it was done very well, The Help, but there are cases where you think it was.
Well, Porgy and Bess is an example I'm perfectly fine with. I also really, really enjoyed Quentin Tarantino's adaptation of what was originally Elmore Leonard's Rum Punch, which he made into Jackie Brown. And he really turned that movie inside out. You don't have all these black characters. You don't have this sort of storyline set in L.A. the way it is in this movie. And he does that, and he makes it really vital and funny and alive, and he manages not to fall on stereotypes.
Here now, pop culture critic Renee Graham, talking about lots of things here. The Help, Porgy and Bess, The Wire, through her unique prism. Renee, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. I was the third.